Penguin Random House Audio presents The Maniac by Benjamin Labatut. Read for you by Gergő Danka and Eva Magyar.
I saw a queen wearing a gold dress, and her dress was full of eyes, and all the eyes were transparent, like fiery flames and yet like crystals. The crown she wore on her head had as many crowns, one above the other, as there were eyes in her dress. She approached me dreadfully fast, and put her foot on my neck, and cried out in a terrible voice, "Do you know who I am?" And I said, "Yes. Long have you caused me pain and woe. You are my soul's faculty of reason. Hadewijk of Brabant, 13th century poet and mystic, adapted by Elliot Weinberger in Angels and Saints."
Paul, or the Discovery of the Irrational. On the morning of the 25th of September 1933, the Austrian physicist Paul Ehrenfest walked into Professor Jan Wattering's Pedagogical Institute for Afflicted Children in Amsterdam, shot his 15-year-old son Vasily in the head, then turned the gun on himself. Paul died instantly, while Vasily, who suffered from Down syndrome, was in agony for hours before being pronounced dead by the same doctors who had cared for him since his arrival at the institute in January of that same year. He had come to Amsterdam because his father had decided that the clinic where the boy had spent the better part of a decade, located in Jena, in the heartland of Germany, was no longer safe for him with the Nazis in power. Vasily, or rather Vasik, as almost everyone called him, had to endure severe mental and physical disabilities during his short life. Albert Einstein, who loved the boy's father as if they were brothers and was a regular houseguest at the Ehrenfest's home in Leiden, nicknamed Vasik "patient little crawlykins," for he had such trouble getting around and would sometimes feel so much pain in his knees that he could not stand. And yet, even then, the child did not lose his seemingly boundless enthusiasm, dragging himself along the carpet with his useless legs trailing behind to meet his favourite uncle at the door. Vasik spent most of his life institutionalised, but he was a cheerful child nonetheless, often
Sample complete. Ready to continue?